With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Still no agreement on the federal stopgap spending bill that shut down the federal government. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Trump administration is treating federal workers as political pawns.
Last week, the Trump administration vindictively fired thousands of federal workers in a mistaken attempt to try and hurt the Democrats in this shutdown. Let's be very clear. Nobody forced the administration to do these firings. They did it because they wanted to, period. They did it on their own.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats can choose to end the nation's pain today.
We need five more Democrats to say enough is enough, to put the American people ahead of the far left.
A federal judge blocked the Trump administration for now from firing federal workers during the ongoing government shutdown. The order came 5 days after the administration issued reduction in force notifications to more than 4,000 federal workers. The United States has issued a new warning to Russia about its war with Ukraine, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the U.S. will impose costs on Russia if the Ukraine war does not end. At a meeting in Brussels, he told Ukraine's Western backers that if there is no path to peace in the short term, then the United States, along with our allies, will take the steps necessary to impose costs on Russia for its continued aggression. Hegseth warned that the U.S. military stands ready to do its part in ways that, in his words, only the United States can do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 17 points, the Nasdaq rose 148, the S&P advanced 26. This is SRN News. Feminists are under siege in the United Kingdom.
A transgender activist group is claiming responsibility for vandalizing a convention center where feminists were holding a conference this past weekend. Bash Back is angry that many British feminists oppose transgenderism, and the activist promised the attack will not be the last one. Event organizers say, quote, "It is shocking that a conference for women to discuss domestic abuse and sexual violence has been met with smashed windows, graffiti, and intimidation." Michael Harrington reporting.
October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and President Trump released a statement. Mr. Trump's proclamation says every child is created in the holy image and likeness of God with inherent dignity and worth. We celebrate the extraordinary individuals living with Down syndrome who bring joy, wonder, and meaning to the world. Down syndrome can be identified by prenatal testing. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration, for now, from firing federal workers during the ongoing government shutdown. The order came 5 days after the administration issued reduction in force notifications to more than 4,000 federal workers. The government shutdown strain on the aviation system is starting to show.
An air traffic control tower near Los Angeles closed for 6 hours, less than a week into the shutdown, because of a controller shortage. Since October 1st, the FAA has reported staffing issues in cities including Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Houston. Flight delays have spread to airports in Nashville, Denver, Newark, and beyond. Rich Thomason, Washington.
It was a mixed bag on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was down by 17 points, the S&P 500 up 26, and the high-tech NASDAQ gained 148 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.